In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "My brethren, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast after what manner I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and after that by the 11. Then he was seen by more than 500 brethren at once, of whom many remain until this present, and some are falling asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen also by me." My brethren, in these lines, the great apostle reminds us of what is at the center of our creed, at the center of our faith, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the resurrection of the Lord is, in a certain way, the most important article of our faith. Because by it, all the other articles are proven to be true. The resurrection of the Lord is the most magnificent proof of the truth of the faith we hold. If he rose from the dead, so all his words are proven to be true. If he rose from the dead, so we know with certainty that his sacrifice for our salvation was accepted by God, his Father. So the resurrection of Christ is the very guarantee of our faith. No surprise then that the resurrection of our Lord is the most important feast of the church, because of the central place it has in our faith. But if we continue our reading of the Epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, we will see that he continues his teaching. He says, "If we preach that Christ rose again, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Because if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ didn't rise again. And if Christ didn't rise again, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain." So here the apostle wants to teach that there is a necessary connection between the resurrection of the Lord and our own resurrection. If we believe that Christ rose from the dead, so we have to believe that one day all the dead will rise again. St. Paul continues, Christ has risen from the dead as the first fruits of those who have died. By a man came death, And by a man comes the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam, all died, so in Christ, all shall be made alive. But all of that happens in order. First, Christ, and then those who belong to Christ. So we can see that the resurrection of the Lord is the guarantee of our faith, but also the guarantee of our own resurrection. We have to believe in the resurrection, but not only as it happened with Christ, but also as it will happen with us. Because not only our souls, but also our bodies are called to have a part in eternal life. And it was to show this truth that Christ our Lord deigned not only to forgive the sins of men, but also to heal their bodies, as we see in the gospel for today. The fact is that every healing that Christ performed was a sign of the perfect healing that will happen at the resurrection on the last day, when the bodies will rise again without any sickness, without any defect. This is what we could call the true theology of the body. The teaching that our body is also called to share in eternal life. But here, my brethren, we have to be reminded of a very important thing. If all men shall rise from the dead, not all men shall rise in the same way. Because some will rise for eternal life, but some for eternal death. At the final resurrection, the body will come to share in the reward or chastisement of the soul. If a body and soul were united to lead a life of virtue, so body and soul will rejoice together in the reward of eternal life. And the bodies of the just will have four properties. The first property will be clarity. The bodies of the just will shine as the sun. The second property is impassibility. It means that they will not be able to suffer anymore. The third is agility, which means that the bodies of the just will be able to go from one place to the other in an instant. And the fourth property is subtlety, because the glorified body, even though it is a body of flesh, yet it is a body that is spiritualized. So this is for the body of the just. However, if body and soul were united, not to lead a life of virtue, but to lead a life of sin, then body and soul will have to suffer together, eternally, the fires of hell. And the bodies of the damned will have four properties. The first one is darkness. which means that the bodies of the damned will be dark because of the absence of the glory of God. The second property will be passibility, which means that their bodies will be able to suffer, yet will never be destroyed. They will burn forever, yet never consumed. The third property is heaviness. Their bodies will be weighed down as if they were in chains. And the fourth property is carnality, which means that both body and soul will be carnal instead of spiritual. So my brethren, even though we say that all men will rise again from the dead on the last day, we have to understand that there will be a clear difference between those standing at the right and those standing at the left of the judge. And today I ask you, at which side you think you will be? Heaven is real, but hell is real as well. Let us not forget, my brethren, that this life lasts only for a short time, while eternal life lasts forever. Even if we may have to make sacrifices in this life in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we should always keep in mind that the reward surpasses all the pain that we may have to go through. So let us place heaven as the first goal of our lives, before anything else, before money, before beauty, before even the health of this body, before the pleasures of this life. My brethren, remember, you have one goal in life, only one, and this goal is to gain heaven. If you achieve it, you will have fulfilled the purpose of your life. But if you miss it, you will have lost everything. Everything. God is going to judge us, but according to our works. So may our faith in the resurrection lead us to work on our own salvation, so we may attain eternal life with Christ and the saints. May God help us by His grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.